Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Marty Johnson reporting. There are three more stabbings to report today in Israel, two in the city of Hebron, a third at an East Jerusalem checkpoint, all ending in the deaths of the Palestinian attackers. Robert Berger has more on the wave of violence against Israeli citizens from Jerusalem.
Israeli troops fired tear gas at Palestinian protesters in the West Bank after several stabbing attacks. The violence erupted a month ago at the Mosque of Al-Aqsa in Jerusalem, the site Jews call the Temple Mount. Palestinians accuse Israel of trying to take over the Al-Aqsa compound. This Palestinian man on the street says the stabbings are a natural response to Israeli actions at Al-Aqsa. Israel categorically denies any attempt to change the status quo at the disputed holy place. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Busloads of migrants began arriving from Croatia in Slovenia for the first time today, diverted there after Hungary sealed its border with Croatia. A final group of migrants crossed just before a large fence went up at midnight Friday. The United Nations Refugee Agency is expressing concern about Hungary's action and that it could strand migrants without basic access to needs. Nicholas Storup is the agency coordinator in the area.
Of course, that brings an additional concern that people will be stuck without access to the basic protection.
Hungary says it is, however, duty-bound to secure the borders of the European Union from mainly Muslim migrants threatening, it says, the prosperity, security, and Christian values of Europe. In response to the Hungarian move, Slovenia says it will continue to accept the migrants but wants to control the influx and will divert the new arrivals to refugee centers. Activists say at